Blog Talk Radio.
Situation. Take a lesson from our elders. Don't make the same mistake. Let's go with love and get rid of all the hate. Our elders taught us one thing. Our leaders make us fight. We don't know what for. If they want people killed, let them fight the war. It's gotta hit somewhere. It's killers got to see. If no one went to fight, we'd all live in peace. Our generation, it's all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must.
We're together and stronger than they ever thought it could be. A world motherless can help care covenants, a love for all people, no matter what the culture is. Our generation is making huge strides, a self-empowering movement that's on the rise. The more the doors open, the more the youth can see. A fair chance means a greater opportunity to have a brighter future, deeper insight. Work hard to be anything you want in life. It's what it's all about, the longevity. Educated enough to know what's ahead of me. Here to straighten it out, seeking your find. They can cage your body, but not your mind. We lay it all on the line in the struggle we grew. But together, here's what we gotta do.
Our generation, it's all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must. Straighten it out.
Alafia Hotep, greetings and welcome to the Care to Read Room. And you heard what the gentleman said. We've got to straighten it out. Our generation, we've got to make a difference. We've got to straighten it out. So how's everyone doing this evening? I would like to invite all of you musicians, you artists, you spoken word artists, and poets into the room today. We've been having open mic all month long. And I'd like to challenge each and every one of you to reading your own lyrics and to reading poetry from people like Maya Angelou and Nikki Giovanni. Why don't you come in and try your hand at it today? Ladies and gentlemen, this evening week has been preserved for artists like John Legend. We've been talking about hard times and how to get over hard times and use affirmations that are positive. We've been talking about matters of the heart and that matters that concern the hood. As you know, African American are very spiritual people, and what concerns them in the hood will cause them to have matters of the heart. And we decided to put those two cliches together so that if you have something near and dear to you that you want to get off your chest, you'll come right into the room and have a discussion. We've been talking about all of the artists who have a platform, a voice in a community, and they have possessed their microphone, If they don't mind sharing and collaborating with us conscious-minded men and women and taking our issues to the street, taking it to the platform, we're asking you conscious-minded people to come on in this room and have a discussion with us. And if you have an idea of how to correct the problem and get it right and get it straight for our generation, bring your solutions in. We're talking about bringing president-elects in coming next month, right upon us starting in November. We're bringing presidents into office who can lead their people and give their people a platform to have freedom of speech. So it is an occasion that is fitting for today for us to be bringing in one of our newest president-elect for our chapter president here in Gary, Indiana, near North Indiana. And we'll be presenting that right here, live on this show today, our newest collection to our already existing many chapter presidents is none other than Anthony Scott. We'd like to introduce him to you. Last night, we talked him up real good fashion. He wasn't in the room last night because of technical difficulty, but you better bet your bottom dollar he's going to be here today, and he can speak for himself, ladies and gentlemen. I won't have to fill in for him. Now, I want to also welcome those new people to the room. I say welcome. Go ahead and lock your dial in at 646-478-0270, little G. Lock it in. And I said, keep it right there. Take your hand off the knob. Keep it right there. Pick up the phone and call those digits. We're going to be opening up the chat room. So for those of you who would like to chat about it, we're going to open it up so that you can come in and a private chat. We're not going to be able to open up the full-blown chat, but for those who would like to squeeze in the room, the doors are now open now, and you can come. Make your petition known. Type in your message or question that you might have for Mr. Scott. Go ahead and do so. And we're getting ready to go to a station identification, have a little house cleaning to do, and then we're going to come right back at you live introducing Mr. Anthony Scott to you. Right before the introduction, we will pay homage to our ancestors, and our rituals must be recited. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about hard times and how to get over the grain house. We know the answer. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. So many hard times. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You know, we've been talking about those hard times and how that's a figment of our imagination and how we've already gotten over the grain house. We're talking about matters of the heart and matters that concern you in the hood. If you have anything you want to talk about, now's the time to come in and make your petition known. Why don't you stand to your feet with your hands facing up and go with us over to the throne of grace as we make our petition known. And we're going to invite our brother Anthony Scott to stand with us and go over as we get ready to prepare for our dedication and also our rituals that we want you African-American to do on a weekly basis or daily basis. You need to get to know your ancestors. Their melanin is still here. And you know that we can tap into their energy and their melanin. So why don't you go ahead and tap in? If you are lacking melanin and you need the strength, you know that melanin is not a byproduct. It is something that will preserve us. So tap into those energies today. They're made available to you. As we stand at our feet, we like to offer up libation for our ancestors. We acknowledge Oladulamare, who is the father of the African race. We'd like to acknowledge Olumola, who is our African priestess. And we pour libations to our mother spirit, and we say Ashe. I'd like to quench my mother's thirst by pouring her a glass of water, and I say Ashe, Ashe. I like to call my father from the lagoon in the middle passage and ask him to come and share a glass of cool, freshened water. I pour libations to Oladulamare and acknowledging him for all that he has done and all that he will be doing. Pour libations to the east, and I say, Cheques Diaz, please come and stand as a witness. I pour libations to the west, and I say, Nina Simone, come and sing us another sweet song. I pour libations to the west, and I call on Dr. Carruthers to come and to help his Comedic Institute to stand strong. I pour libations to the north, and I call on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to come back to the Nation of Islam to make his appearance, and I say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, you are to do this often. The libation is to bring energy about in a room and to acknowledge our ancestors so that they'll know we have never forgotten them. It is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. We offer a prayer for those who are present here and all representing their family, that they may be blessed down to the thousand generation. And for those of you who have decided to hate God and will turn your back on God, may you be cursed down to the thousand generation. God has told each and every one of us we have his essence inside. We are to press him forward. We are to look more like God every day of our life. Kill the old man, kill the flesh, and let the spirit rise, is what the old folks used to say. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much. I'd like to go and welcome our guests here today. I feel like this is an induction for this young man. This man was sent to us by the Spirit, I do believe, and he is going to be taking a position that is very valuable in the northern Indiana area, Gary as well as Maryville, and hope that he can lead the people and address the matters of the heart. So I'm going to ask him to come to the microphone, and I'd like to introduce him to you. He is a native of Gary, Indiana. And he has had many opportunities to work with the people as a leader. I saw leadership in him, and I believe that God was sending him to us. He is also a barber by trade, and his professions, I'm going to ask him to go into a little depth and tell us a little bit more about himself. And what does he feel the matters of the hearts are that should be pertaining to the hood? And how can he bring a leadership to our already corrupted neighborhoods and desolate areas where there is continual domestic murders throughout the year? How can he make a difference? And I'm going to ask him to introduce himself. So I bring him to the microphone, and I give you Anthony Scott. Mr. Scott, we are going to give you the airways so that you can speak loud and clear. You have the airways. Welcome.
Well, thank you, sister. I just want to say this is a blessing and an honor to be represented by you, Sister Omiyinka, and I just want to say this is a blessing to represent Project 2019. And I believe that nothing is achieved unless literacy is around us. So therefore, I think that educating our youth would be the start on anything. And I think that within this Project 2019, I can accomplish a few things as long as it's dealing with education.
That sounds like a plan to me, Brother Anthony. I do know you have many other skills that I have been sharing with the listening audience about your metaphysics training. I was rather impressed about the height of your training and the depth. I figured you would impose that same requirement on those that would be tutelage up under you. So can you tell us a little bit about your training that you're currently in and some of the training you foresee taking in the comedic area?
Yes, well, I come from the understanding of the comedic philosophy. It's a spiritual-based philosophy just stating that we are to be divine beings and not just human beings, which is the lower self. We are to bring ourselves up to the highest platform, which is what we was created. It's a being, which is a godlike image. And I know that through the comedic philosophy that our youth and the people around us will, once we understand who we are, we can do better.
Absolutely, brother. I certainly agree with you on that. Now, Anthony, you being from an urban setting where they just about mimic each other, all of the urban settings are suffering from the same problem, a lack of currency moving in the community for our African people. We don't keep our dollars in the community, and a lack of jobs, as well as a lack of faith and a lack of hope. What do you perceive that we ought to be doing to bring hope back to the people and starting a new cliche about keeping hope alive? How can we do that to keep our people out of the mental wards where they're going out of their mind because they are getting to the point where they're giving up? How can we keep them sane, so to speak?
Well, the first thing I believe is that we need to stop doing all this talking. We need to start doing some empowerment. So empowerment meaning that we need to, first foremost, we got to educate the people. But before you can educate them, you have to feed them. I see too many kids walking around and eating potato chips and drinking pops, and they're not even nourishing their body. So before we can even educate them, I believe that first and foremost, we have to feed the people. Once you can feed them, then you can educate them, then you can give them a spiritual basis to, once again, so they can know who they are. And I think that the reflection that we give in all the neighborhoods is because, for one, we're not even in touch with ourselves and knowing who we are. So first and foremost, if we can just empower ourselves with the education of who we are, and then it would in turn feed the youth.
Amen, brother. Amen. I'm going to give you amen. I'm going to say harambe, harambe on that one, because some of us don't know who we are. And we're old folks, and we're grown, and we have not passed the baton. What is the reason for our elders not talking about knowing thyself and not passing the baton? What's the problem? Are they afraid they're right?
Well, to my understanding, I just think that, once again, it's been kind of like a generational curse that although we haven't been passed down the tools that we needed to be culturally sane, we haven't been passed down any tools. All we've been given was what we've been given. We haven't decided to take anything upon ourselves and say, this is who we are and this is what we need to grow. So not only is the youth abandoned, the culture is abandoned from the from our earlier generations. All we're doing now is just we're dealing with Western society things, and I think that if we get back to our cultural basis, we will in turn empower our people.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned something about giving our people some hands-on opportunities where they can experience for themselves rather than giving cliches and lectures. How can we get some of the black brothers involved in activities where they're able to learn some of the trades, like becoming a carpenter, woodworking, plastering, giving some skills so they can be put back to work? How can we bring those programs to the community?
Well, of course, it's going to have to take a community effort. So those with the skills already, I think that they should step up to the plate and say, hey, I have a skill, I can teach this. And therefore, the youth and you know, the ones that need the information can get it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about those hip hoppers and those poets and artists that have all the money and they're making buku money? What kind of obligation can we put on their shoulders to be obligated to take our message to the street so that we already have a platform in partnering with hip hoppers and giving them a conscious movement, so to speak, and we could be the voice on the platform while they open up the way for us? So who are some of those conscious hip hoppers out there you think we can appeal to?
Well, I think that there's a lot of conscious hip hoppers right here locally that we can appeal to, and once they step up to the plate, they can kind of move the inner city. But a few of the conscious rappers that I've kind of take a liking to will be Common and Kanye and Jay-Z. However, within my opinion, I think that money has kind of outrisen the fact of just inner city nurturing. I don't think that a lot of these rappers in hip hop right now are willing, this is just an opinion, I don't think they're willing to say, hey, let me put down some of this money and let me pick up some consciousness so I can feed this youth. I think the more so they're dedicated to the money first. like I said, that's just an opinion.
And, you know, your opinion is well received, Brother Anthony, because sometimes our young brothers who come into this income level, they actually sometimes have to sell their souls. And we don't know this, but they have bought into an alliance, and they're told how to perform and what to perform. And sometimes they are told to do certain things that will degrade our community. But at the time they're doing it, they don't see it until, you know, after they've gained the money and the fame, then they realize that they're part of a Illuminati of some sort or some organization that forbids them to go into their community and circulate the dollar. And they have the desire, but they have sworn to a secrecy that they will support other means of programs. So, in essence, those dollars don't get circulated in our community. They go back in the European community and circulate more than once. So, once again, we fall out for the okey-doke. We get riches, but we don't know how to go back to the hood to make it work for our brothers and sisters. So, what can we do, and how can we touch those rappers by sending emails and sending suggestions that if you're in our from our hood and you are from around the way, then we buy tickets from you. We have a control over your destiny, and we can, just like the boycott for the banks and Wall Street, we've got to start understanding that we control their dollars and destiny, and we have got to have them to be a part of what is going to affect the matters of the heart and the hood. And because some of them still live in the hood, they're reachable. But what about the ones that don't live in the hood anymore? Can we reach them via Facebook or email?
I think that's a great point when you said that since we're spending the money with the you know, with the mainstream, and we have our right to say that we're not going to spend the money or not. First and foremost, before we reach out to them, however, I think that the conscious brothers and sisters that's in the neighborhood need to start within their own home. So before we can actually reach out and, you know, Facebook or do something of the like, if we start within our own home, we will be kind of like a personal boycott within our home, saying that we're not going to support this because it's not supporting us. And overall, once again, if we can educate ourselves within our home, then it would kind of veer out to the mainstream and say, hey, why are we getting ourselves, why isn't we not being supported within our movement? And it would show, hey, this is why we're not being supported once it comes down to it.
In your opinion, this thing about the glamour and the lights and the bling-bling and, you know, you got to have two Rolls Royce and you got to have a BMW and you got to have the mansion and boy, your mother has to have her own house. And, you know, it's good that you made these investments and you're building your five-stream income, but where are the institutions? I remember our African brothers and sisters who came out of slavery, and the first 100 years, the institutions were built, and most of these slaves only had probably at the most an elementary education, and they were building universities with minimum money, right out of slavery. So is it worthwhile to invest in the Hummers and buy 4 and 5 houses and not buy and build institutions? What do you think?
I think, like you said, with the money and with what they are rapping about, it creates an illusion. So the illusion is that, yes, you do need all of this, which in turn surfaces to be nothing but greed. And once you put that illusion in front of their face, then no one wants to build the institutions. All they can see is the filthy lucre, so to say. All they want is the money.
Because, I mean, another thing that bothers me a lot, you know, I love my rappers. Don't get me wrong. I love the fact that they're free and they work for themselves. But when you take money and champagne and start wasting it and saying I'm going to make it rain, and you're throwing money up to the ground, and you got people who've never had it before, they'll think that you got it like that and that you're living big like that and you can throw money away. And a lot of these rappers are living from paycheck to paycheck. I worked in the industry as an entertainer, and I was around these entertainers who made big money. But they never asked the gospel singers, you know, they assumed we weren't making money, but we had 401ks and we had money we could invest, but we had to live a glamorous life also, but to a certain extent where we were not aloof with throwing away money. We were taking it back to churches and doing things with it. But I think we need to hold some of these rappers accountable to what they're saying and also accountable to what they're doing for their universities and their schools. Our schools have fallen into a collapsed state, and most of the rappers, just like Biggie said, well, to all you teachers who called the cops on me when I was in the hood trying to make a living for my child and pushing or whatever, this brother was misinformed, and he didn't realize that you can't sell drugs to your community. He really was misinformed, even though he was a great and elaborate orator. So some of our rappers need to be more informed about what the okey-doke is not and what the consciousness is, so that they'll understand if you don't get a complete education, you can be a babbling fool thinking that it's okay to sell drugs to your community. Not to say that there's anyone selling drugs now. I use him for an example because it was blatant ignorance for him to come out and say to all you teachers who thought it wasn't cool for me to drop out of school and you called the cops on me. In other words, you know, I've made it big now. But look how short-lived his solution to making it big was. He didn't live out his years. So therein lies a problem. Are we allowing our entertainers to be short-lived, where they're only going to be here for a short time? So while you're in the limelight, get the money, make the money, because you only have a few moments to shine. Do whatever you have to do. Kill your people if you have to, but make the money. Isn't there a point where we should be able to draw the line and say, there's just some things that my dignity won't allow me to do? And that is why we've got to bring back the cliche, I'm black and I'm proud, meaning I have dignity, I have self-worth, there is a limit of what I will do because I must stay black and I'm proud. Hold your hands up with me, audience, and say it with me. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. Your dignity, nobody can take away from you. What do you feel about that, Brother Anthony?
First and foremost, I'm going to speak from opinion because in the music industry, I don't have any exact knowledge. The only thing I kind of deal with is the tabloids and the news and this and other. And I think that also I agree with you when you say that they buy into the illusion also. They come into the music industry thinking that is this and is that, and then they see that once they're there, the only thing they can do is basically tell the lies to get whatever the industry wants them to produce, whatever the industry wants them to produce for the money. However, what I disagree is that we all are to be accountable for the words that we say and the words that we take in and digest. So just like the Biggie Smalls and the Tupacs, they are going to be held accountable for their words. But where we should be held accountable is for our actions of teaching our children and our friends' children in the community to where is that you have to be accountable to yourself at some point. Yes, the rappers are definitely, they should be held accountable because they have the voice. But once again, this is their profession. It's more so like a job. It is freedom of speech, and that only goes so far. So we have to be held accountable as the parents, as the sisters and brothers, and say and correct what our children and our sisters and brothers are hearing. So when we hear the Biggie Smalls rap about the crack dreams and this, that, and other, we have to be the ones to stand in the gap and say, hey, I'm going to give you the right tool or the right information to hear versus what you're hearing on the radio. Because first and foremost, they buy into the illusion. The rappers buy into this illusion. And once they're there, it's kind of written in stone, to my understanding, this is what you have to produce to make the money.
And, you know, Brother Anthony, I hear exactly what you're saying. And really, I want to make a notation for the listening audience and offer a disclaimer. I am going to say that I am not against everything that the rappers are saying. They're really giving us the pulse of the community and giving us the 911 or 411 of what is the matter with our community. Unfortunately, they can't take wrong, but they're just like a weather reporter. They're reporting it. So that should be enough for us to be alarmed about the fact that there must be something going on, that the parents have something to do with, the churches have something to do with, the clergymen, and we're at the heat, at the foot of all these problems. And if it wasn't, if there weren't any problems, they wouldn't have these stories to sing about. So apparently it is an indignation as to what is wrong and the symptoms of our community, which is giving us an alert that we all need to be in the business of making some changes in our black communities, because we've gone from welfare to no hope, and now we've gone to degrees with big loans, and a lot of people are being sold this cliche, get an education, you can be all that you can be. Now they're finding they have these big loans and they can't be all that they want to be. So in other words, the rappers are doing what they know best, get a job, make money, and try to put it away as fast as they can as long as they're in demand. So my thing is, if they can let us share the platform, let us come on the stage to talk about the real issues and surround them like some of the rappers do that are supporting the cancer fund, and they're supporting that because some of their family members may have cancer. But we're going to have to partner with these rappers and ask them to help us to carry this van wagon down to Wall Street to talk about what is the matter in our community. We have a heart, so therefore black folks are so forgiving, and they always tell us to wait. And we have waited and waited, and we've forgiven and forgiven, but yet we have come out with the short end of the stick. Yet we got these rappers that are making buku money, and everybody wants to be a part of a music industry, be in the know so they can become a part of the bling bling. All of the rappers don't make that kind of money, and all of the singers are not out working every day. Some of them have to clean houses and take odd jobs to make it. So we've got to be real, just like every basketball star, everybody that starts out recruited for college basketball is 1 in 7 chances that you'll go to NBA. So we've got to stop with all this false media, because our young people have gotten the wrong idea through the media. The media plays a big part in revealing the wrong impression for our black communities. So what I'd like to say in closing, ladies and gentlemen, our time is rolling up on us, and I want to thank Brother Anthony Scott for all the input he's given. Brother Anthony Scott is going to be one of our leaders in the community. I'd like for you to receive him and coming on board in the Project 2019. We are now recruiting for those people who are interested and going into the churches to talk about Project 2019 and to talk about how we can create the rites of passage for young men and young women. And here in Gary, Indiana, if you're ever here, please do come by and look up Project 2019, find out what we're doing here in this community, and Brother Anthony will be coming up with his own set of objectives and goals for his community, and I will be there to support him in every way I can. I'm going on to the national executive, which will mean that I have my job cut out for me as well. But I caution every one of you to be a part of Project 2019. Go out on the website, Google Project 2019, purchase the book, read it to your children, and if you care to read, have a nightly session where you're reading that book and reading chapters, because it's what's going to help us do for self and make a change in our communities. We're going to be on here again Monday, and that's our final day for this episode of all of the talented musicians, the artists, and that will tie up our whole session. I have asked Chuck to join us, Mr. Scott, to join us. However, his schedule is so busy, I did ask him to have at least one of the chapter people come on tomorrow, if possible, and I don't know if I got him in time. But nevertheless, welcome, Brother Anthony Scott, to the community of Project 2019. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a celebration. Believe you me, we're not just going to be talking about hard time, but we're going to be talking about generation curses and breaking them, because with our new generation, we've got to be breaking some curses. So why don't we go back to generations and see what they have to say. We'll be right back.
present situation. Take a lesson from our elders. Don't make the same mistake. Let the world with love get rid of all the hate. Our elders taught us one thing. Our leaders make us fight. We don't know what for. If they want people killed, let them fight the war. It's gotta hit somewhere. It's killers got to see. If no one went to fight, we'd all live in peace. Our generation, it's all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must.
We're together and stronger than they ever thought it could be. A world motherless can help care, covenant, the love for all people, no matter what the culture is. Our generation is making huge strides, a self-empowering movement that's on the rise. The more the doors open, the more the youth can see. A fair chance means a greater opportunity to have a brighter future, deeper insight. Work hard to be anything you want in life. It's what it's all about, the longevity. Educated enough to know what's ahead of me. Here to straighten it out, seeking your find. They can cage your body, but not your mind. We lay it all on the line in the struggle we grew. But together, here's what we gotta do.
Our generation, it's all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must. Straighten it out.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank Anthony Scott, and we welcome aboard of the good ship called Project 2019. Welcome, Brother Scott Anthony Scott, and we'd like to thank you for all of your input and your positiveness. We know that you are the leader for the people. Gary, Indiana, get ready, and get ready to utilize your leader who will lead you in the direction where you can make a difference. Our generation, New York City is working it out. Atlanta is working it out. Chicago is working it out. Now it's Gary, Indiana, and Maryville's turn to work it out. Let's work it out. It's up to our generation to get it right, and we're going to get it right this time or die trying. So with Brother Anthony Scott on board now, ready to lead the people in the right direction, you can look forward to many programs here in this humble city. Once again, this is the city where Michael Jackson was brought up, and there is something good that can come up out of Gary, Indiana. I ask you, is there anything good that can come up out of Gary, Indiana? And I say, yes, there is. We're going to work it out. Gary, Indiana, let's get it right. This generation is going to work it out. We'd like to thank all of our listening audience. Please go into our chat room. We'll be open for a little while. If you have further questions, join us in the chat room. We'd like to chat with you. On that note, we say on double, and why don't you wake up all the children and let them know that there is a new leader coming on board. All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On double. See you tomorrow at 10:30. That's our final day.
everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty. Make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the tail. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away?
Up. Just for the breath of life, I thank my maker. My mind say I come from hustlers and shakers. My mind building on skyscrapers and acres. He said, take us back to where we belong. I try to write a song as sweet as the Psalms. Though I'm the type to bear arms and wear my heart on my sleeve. Even when I fell in God, I believe. Read the days and weave through the maze. And the seasons so amazing. Feed them and raise them. Seasons are aging. Earthquakes, wars, and rumors. I want us to get by, but we more than consumers. We more than shooters, more than looters. Created in His image so God lives through us. And even in this generation, living through computers, only love, love, love can reboot us.
Oh, come on, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed.
Oh, wake up, everybody. Yeah,
yeah. Cause I need a little help.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much. And because we are those geek boomers of the century, we know only love can reboot us. Let your love be rebooted. Tonight is the night that Anthony Scott came into presidency of Project 2019. We have now made history. We're sounding off, and we will see you again tomorrow, same time, 10:30 p.m. Please meet us at the point of your need. Join us. We need a little help. Thank you so much. Your Omi signing off saying, oh, double and baba booey to you, y'all. See you tomorrow.